Track 15, Musical Memories. Well, you may have heard of Sacha Distel before, but how much do you know about that much-neglected member of the Bach family, PDQ Bach? Here is Sam to fill in your knowledge gap.
I'm sure most of you will have heard of Johann Sebastian Bach, or J.S. Bach, as he is more frequently known. Well, J.S. Bach is one of the world's greatest classical composers. Apparently, the acronym GOAT is now used for such illustrious people, meaning greatest of all time. Well, I'm not sure I would particularly like that epithet myself, GOAT applied to me, but that's neither here nor there. Well, J.S. Bach was born in Eisenach in Germany in 1685 and died in Leipzig in 1750. If you've heard of him and know some of his music, you might also be familiar with two of his sons who were also highly acclaimed composers, J.C. Bach and C.P.E. Bach. In fact, J.S. Bach apparently had 20 children and used to practice on an old spinet in his attic. Well, just to clarify, in case you think you misheard there, a spinet was an early form of keyboard instrument. Good to clear that up early on, I think. But how many of you have come across PDQ Bach? Yep, that's a new one on me, I hear you cry. Well, PDQ Bach was purportedly the 21st of J.S. Bach's 20 children. Said to have been born in Leipzig on the 1st of April 1742, PDQ is often referred to as the youngest and oddest of Bach's 20-odd children, and he was virtually unknown during his own lifetime. He apparently said that his famous father gave him no training in music whatsoever, and that is certainly one of the few things he said that can be believed without reservation. However, despite his very obvious lack of musical talent, PDQ Bach seemed to have composed a very large body of work, including a concerto for piano versus orchestra, variations on an unusually simple-minded theme, and a fanfare for the common cold. Well, now, he also specialised in writing pieces for unusual instruments, such as the trombone, as a cross between a trombone and a bassoon, as well as a piece for bagpipes, bicycle and balloons. PDQ Bach's musical output would probably have followed him into oblivion had it not been for the zealous efforts, beginning in the latter half of the 20th century, of the American musical satirist Professor Peter Schickele from the University of Southern North Dakota. With Schickele, developed a five-decade-long career performing the discovered works of this only forgotten son of the Bach family. The first concert was on the 24th of April, 1965, entitled An Evening with PDQ Bach, and the last was PDQ Bach, the Golden Anniversary, on the 29th of December in 2015. The annual Christmas concerts at Carnegie Hall and the Lincoln Center were always a sellout. Okay, so far so plausible. Or is it? Well, I'm sorry to disappoint you all, but PDQ Bach is in fact the product of the very vivid imagination of the above-mentioned Professor Schickele. Taking up the custom of referring to bona fide members of the Bach family by their various initials, he invented a new member and gave him the acronym PDQ, which of course stands for Pretty Damned Quick. Well, as we have seen, Professor Schickele produced a whole life story for PDQ, along with numerous supposed compositions, which he performed for over 50 years in many concerts, appearing with orchestras such as the New York Philharmonic, the London Symphony Orchestra, and the Los Angeles Philharmonic. He also, by means of bribery and perhaps deliberate misunderstanding, managed to release 17 albums of recorded PDQ's music, all composed or arranged by Professor Schickele himself. The musical style is imbued with humour, obtained by replacing parts of certain classical pieces with popular songs, such as substituting the opening of Brahms' Second Symphony with Beautiful Dreamer, or rewriting Tchaikovsky's 1812 overture as the 1712 overture, with Yankee Doodle replacing the original melody and Pop Goes the Weasel replacing La Marseillaise. And so I take my hat off to Professor Schickhilly, I mean, who probably had some of the people fooled some of the time. But did you fall for it? Perhaps you might have seen through it quicker if it was the 1st of April edition of Just Talk. But I took a chance that you would all be in a rather gullible mood after the Christmas and New Year festivities, and that you would all listen open-mouthed to the story of poor PDQ, maligned by his genius father and neglected by the world of music for so long. Well, I think, however, that I would now be well advised to beat a hasty retreat. PDQ, you might say.
Thank you, Sam. I have come across PDQ Bach before, and his pieces always leave me in tears of laughter.